Good morning, everyone. This morning we have Gurudeva's commentary on the fourth Mambashu. Lord Vitaha Vinayaga, in his wisdom, wants you to understand something more about the application of knowledge, which is wisdom. Hence, I have created this meditation for you, taking into consideration very carefully that much of it you may not be able to experience. It does, however, provide a fascinating meditation for you to pursue. In this meditation upon the Im Kaif Mambashum, we shall begin with the collage Kaif and follow the meditation sequence through to its conclusion into the image Shum. Nabhutana is only one of the new fourth dimensional portraits of the sub-second world for you to learn today. Nabhutana names the very first awakening into being able to see the actual light of the sub-second world within your head. When a ball of light appears in your head about 1 inch down from the top, and does not go away, even though you begin to think about other kinds of things. You're being able to see this inner light, even while thinking about external objects, results from the singular experience called Nabhutana. This experience results from becoming really stable within Remche Nali Kamshuma Linga. It is a signpost that your Nikashum Ushum Nam has been performed correctly over a long period of time. Therefore, you may be asked from time to time whether or not you have had your Nabhutana as a result of your Shum Nam within the first 9 Mambashum. Nabhutana is one of the first major awakenings of the experience of the inner light. This light should always be with you after Nabhutana. Even when in a darkened room, you should be able to see light clearly within your head, even if it is as small as a tiny ball. It still should be visible after Nabhutana. If you should not be able to see the ball of light from time to time, this simply indicates that you have allowed your energies to depolarize from Remche Nali and merge together in Ranamche Vum. These two Kamshuma Linga work together as certain energies flow from one to another, bypassing Bivumbika Kamshuma Linga. You must remember that the light seen after Nabhutana is different from the light that anyone can see, which is named Nimra Nimling and Balikana. Nabhutana is the light of Yulof. Yulof is the second new portrait that has been entered into this Mambashum. Yulof is the name for the vibration, the radiation, the Shakti of the individual soul, as experienced through the actinodic causal sheath, Vijnana Maya Kosha, in the fifth dimension of the mind. It is when the physical forces have been transmuted through Nikashum Ushum Na'um, and the emotional forces have been transmuted through perfecting practices given in Mambashum 1, 2, and 3, so they can be performed effortlessly, that Yulof is experienced. Notice in this Mambashum that Yulof flows directly out of Kaif. This therefore indicates that even though Im Kaif may or may not be realized, the first vibration to experience after Kaif is Yulof. It is from the fifth dimension, Kalinkasim Kamshuma Linga, that you look up into your head and see the light of the soul, the light of Yulof, which seems to be some distance away from where you are. We, therefore, come from Kayif into Yulof. Then Chemuif should be experienced. And if Namutana has not yet been experienced, for this portrait names only the initial experience and not any succeeding ones, then now is the time, and this is the day to work within yourself to experience Namutana. We can now see clearly that this Mambushum is in two sections. The first part of the meditation, with awareness leading from Kayif, ending in Shum, is to be meditated upon before Namutana, but not afterwards. The second part of the Mambushum, with flowing awareness beginning at Im Kayif and ending in Shum Na'um, is to be meditated upon only after the inner light is clearly seen as a result of Namutana, and not before. Then we begin our meditation starting from the bottom of the Mambushum with the portrait Shum Na'um and begin to experience each of the successive steps as indicated by the portraits Balikana, Milinaka, and Ifchit. After Namutana, it is the fifth dimensional light which is seen hovering within you constantly, day and night. It is less intense than the third screen seen just behind the eyes, perpendicular to the front of the face and the back of the head. The latter light, when seen for a short period of time, is Balikana, and over a long period of time is Milinaka. You may be wondering exactly how you would function through the day without thinking in a state of Milinaka. Many things are done through the day without thinking about them. You ingest, digest your food. You perform various duties through habit once they have been well learned. When driving an automobile, you have to think to learn how to drive. Later it becomes automatic to you. In fact, for Sikamchacha, mental pictures, to come unbidden across Nimrah-Nimling is a disease. It is like an itch that always needs scratching. The more you scratch, the more it itches. One should only create Sikamchacha when there is definite subject matter one chooses to think about. Sikamchacha or Nimrah-Nimling is not the natural inner state of man. Milinaka is by no means a dull state. It is a state that each mature meditator should constantly be living in while performing his mission. It is a state of constant perception, of peripheral vision, of knowing everything that is going on in one's vicinity, but without bringing the knowledge into thought. Sikamchacha. For example, an individual doing math in a state of Milinaka would quickly arrive at the sum total of a series of calculations without having to make a series of mental pictures in his mind. Sikamchacha or Nimrah-Nimling. An artisan could make a perfect creation without a lot of thought or talk. Therefore, in this Mambushum, it is when Shum Na'um is perfected, which it would be after Namutana, that Balikana becomes a natural state. Therefore, the portrait Balikana does not appear here. Milinaka and Ifche are also natural to experience, all flowing forth from Yulomph. The vibration radiating from the new third world body after the Im Kayif experience. Yulomph is a third world collage and names the Shakti of a realized being. However, this shakti, which comes out of the ulamp vibration of the growing inner body, is not present unless im kaif is re-experienced often. Kaif, ifche, milinaka, balikana, and shumna become the natural state of being through his day. The column at the left of this mambashum shows our goal and how to attain it after namutana has been attained. Meditate well on this map and memorize and chant the following often. Im kaif, ulamph, ifche, milinaka, ubalikana, shumnam, om, shumnam, balikana, umilinaka, ifche, ulamph, u, im kaif, om. Have a wonderful day.